Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Scucciola bene.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing?
What happened? There was a technical malfunction?
Oh, I got like 8 Zoom accounts now, so, you know.
Wow.
Yep.
Really? Why?
Hashtag the new normal.
Oh, God. I don't get it, though. Why do you have so many?
Work one, then a personal one, then I had like an old one, a new one. One for the Gumar.
Wait a minute. You can't just have it all on like one account? No?
I mean, you know, there's multiple accounts. I don't know.
Can you have a call for over 45 minutes or no?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think you have to pay for that one.
Yeah, it's premium. And I think... Well, I just reset the password, so maybe they'll give me a free trial since it's like I don't fucking know. Whatever.
What's the password? Gabagool?
Gabagool? Anyway.
Did you have pizza today from Utah or what?
That's a good place to start, actually.
So this whole time we've been calling it the flu game, and these idiots knew it was really the poison pizza game, and they just never spoke up.
I don't know. You think it's true, or is this like an elaborate cover-up?
So I think it's bullshit. My theory is they took a PJ to Vegas. It's got to be what, like a 40-minute flight from Salt Lake City?
Yeah, right.
So I think that's what happened. They were out partying till, you know, deep into the morning, and he was just hungover.
But why? I mean, who was he with? He was with Grover, the trainer.
Right.
This dude just he ate a whole pie. If he was what?
I know. Think about how ridiculous this sounds. 5 guys are at the door handing him this pizza at like what, like 10:30 at night, right? Wasn't it late at night or something?
Yeah.
In Utah, only place open, and these guys sit there and watch Michael Jordan eat a whole fucking pie to his face.
I mean,
no.
Okay, we love pizza, don't get me wrong, but
love the pizza.
Unless you didn't eat all day, like, why would you eat a whole entire pie unless you were like either hungover or that just doesn't make sense.
Well,
especially Michael Jordan. He's playing in the finals tomorrow. He's eating a whole pie of pizza. I don't know.
The other thing that's interesting is, right, when you have the flu, you know, these games are spread out. So you play one game, and then 3 days later, you have to go again. It's not like you play the following week.
Right.
So wouldn't he have had the flu for game 6 as well? Because that was game 5, right?
Well, right. That's why they're saying it wasn't really the flu. That just has a better ring to it than the food poisoning game.
It's just so shady. And like, after years and years, people were coming up with these theories that he was hungover. Why wouldn't he just come out and say, "All right, guys, listen, I had food poisoning"? I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, that's why I think, you know, I mean, it goes back to in the early 90s. He goes to AC. Between Knicks games in the playoffs, you know, to let off some steam or relax. Clearly gambling, like, is, you know, makes this guy relax. Like, I don't think he smokes weed. I don't think he probably drinks, but not in excess, you know, like his elixir
vice,
there we go, is gambling. I think
he's for sure.
Yeah. So I could see how many days they have between games? Probably like, was it one?
Two?
Or two, 1 or 2 days. Yeah, I mean,
1 or 2.
Well, that's the thing then. Why would he go then like the night before? Unless he was there for like 2 days or something. Everyone's covering for his ass. Who knows, you know? He lived.
So what do you think is? What do you think is harder to play basketball on? If you're really hungover, you have the flu, or intense food poisoning?
Flu and intense food poisoning, you can't play.
Yeah,
and
dude.
And you definitely can't drop 38 points.
Yeah, that's like, you know how uncomfortable you are when you have the flu or food poisoning? Like, you could barely, like, walk, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, hungover, though, you know, we've all probably done it at some point where we've played basketball or went for a run or whatever, worked out, you know what I mean? Like, this dude dropped, like, 40-something.
Yeah, 38. Yeah, it's legendary.
Ridiculous.
I wish we knew the whole story, if it's true or not. I guess we just have to take it that it is true.
Yeah, I mean, the memes have been great, you know, and everyone talking about it, obviously, it's funny. But, like, just hearing Grover, his trainer, be like, yeah, I knew something was up. Then why didn't you say something, dude?
Well, first of all, his trainer, maybe he just eats like an animal all the time, but maybe this is normal for him and he eats like, you know, 50 freaking chicken wings, 10 hot dogs before a game.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
His trainer's right there and is just letting him crush a whole entire pie.
Well, I get it. He burns a lot of calories.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got a game the next day, so it's like, load up on carbs because he's going to play a long game, you know?
Yeah, it is carbs, right?
Yeah. But, yeah, that's just kind of, I'd love to see that, you know, if this actually did happen, like, watching
it's just amazing because, yeah. Like, that would never happen today if the trainer was with, like, say, Giannis or whatever the night before. This guy's probably having...
No way, dude. Worst case scenario, say if it was late at night and they were in Salt Lake City and LeBron James couldn't... Nothing is open, right? First of all, they would call every fancy restaurant and say, hey, LeBron James needs a meal, and people would be lining up to cook. But let's just say that nothing is open, only this one dinky pizza place. Like, it sounds so shady. They would not... LeBron eat that pizza. They would go to the 24-hour supermarket somewhere, get a steak and cook it somewhere or something, you know, or a piece of chicken.
Or Mickey D's or something. I mean, it's Michael freaking Jordan. He probably could have had what's the popular pizza place in Chicago?
Illuminati's?
Yeah. He could have had that flown in. You know what I mean? Like, that's how Richie
was. I guess it was a lot. It was different back then. Like, you would see a lot of these guys, they're having, like, Budweiser's right after the game. I feel like that doesn't happen anymore in today's day.
Well, they drink vino now. They drink Cabernet and Pinot Noir.
Rodman was crushing a beer going on a motorcycle.
They
definitely don't worry as much what they put in their body back then compared to now.
I'm glad you brought Rodman up because, you know, I knew he dabbled in wrestling and, you know, we knew he did some crazy shit. I didn't know that he joined the NWO during the finals. Juice, did you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Oh, I was a huge, huge wrestling fan at that time.
Yeah.
Huge.
I don't remember it being during the finals games. That's crazy. That's insane. When you're trying to compare that to nowadays, like, imagine if LeBron James in between games, or not even, maybe even a lesser player, but still, say Klay Thompson was on Monday Night Raw in between finals games and missed practice, that would be everywhere,
or like
all over the
like a Draymond. I mean, he kicked someone in the nuts and that's all they could talk about for, like, I don't know, they're still talking about it, you know what I mean? Like, Rodman today, gold.
I mean, talk about the New York Giants, the going on that boat in Miami before the Green Bay Packers game.
Right.
Now that picture still haunts all of them. And that was a playoff game. This is the NBA Finals. And the dude was on Monday Night Raw hitting Diamond Dallas Page with a steel chain.
Yeah, and he got no penalty for that, right? Like, from the team, like, they didn't, you know.
No, it was so good.
Just a slap on the wrist.
They told him, don't do it again.
Yeah.
What would Twitter be like if this happened?
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh my God. It'd be crazy.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's crazy shit. Never happen again.
Joins the NWO in between.
I know. It's amazing. And like, do you see, like, how, like, laid back they are? Like, they're in the middle of the freaking finals and Rodman's just not a care in the world. like just going and playing another sport, essentially. Jordan's, you know, smoking cigars and joking around all the time. You know,
they knew they'd win. They had no fear of losing.
Yeah, they knew they were that good. It's just amazing how relaxed they were. You know, just how good they were. I get it. These games are hard. Like, some of them were, you know, really tough. Like, they really had to compete. But for the most part, this was like,
they toyed with teams. They toyed with teams a lot. Do you think if Jordan didn't go to baseball and did his little retirement, like, they would have won 8 in a row or no?
Because
they won 6 out of 8 in the 2 years when he wasn't there. So
it would have been tough, you know, that Spurs team in 99. You know, you got Duncan in his first year, then you got David Robinson.
No, but I mean the 2 years in between when the Rockets
the 2 years
won.
In between. Yeah, see, that's another thing, like Hakeem.
It was three-peat, Jordan gone, three-peat. So you would think they would probably win, no? I mean, the Knicks had the Rockets beat, and the Bulls always beat the Rockets.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the Bulls always beat the Knicks.
Right.
So I feel like Chicago would have beat Houston both times, probably.
The Rockets' argument is always that in the regular season, whenever they played Chicago, I guess the Rockets did very well and beat them handedly. I think 94, I think the Bulls win. I think in 95, it would have been tough to get over that Orlando team, but I still think they would have done it. And I think they would have won it both years.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the proof is there when he's playing with that team. They won it every single time.
Can you imagine, like, they win
8 in a row?
Yeah.
8 in a row.
I mean, just sweeping the decade. Like, that, you know. You go back, like, that's an actual thing. It's kind of funny, you know, have we, on the last pod, I don't know if we covered him, his baseball stint, or was it before or after?
Actually, we didn't get to that.
I don't think we did. I was surprised, because, you know, people always just made a joke about it back in the day, but he was actually kind of decent. He actually wasn't that bad. He had a 14-game hitting streak to, like, start. Then he went on a slump, but then he ended up like kind of getting a groove, and you know everyone was saying like you know if he kept with it, he probably would have made the majors, and you know maybe been like a utility player or something.
Well, they said he was like third on the team or second on the team in a lot of categories, and this was on a team that had 9 future position players, like starters in the majors, which is really 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 good.
Yeah,
so he was playing with legit major leaguers that. Got there. So yeah, I don't know why is that we always assume that he was so bad, because is that just the media clowning on him? And
yeah, I think people were just pissed that he ended up doing that.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, you could theorize all you want about his pops and did he have him, you know, that was kind of crazy, you know, when he came back and won that first title in 96 and they showed him, you know, we've always seen the video of him on the ground with the trophy, you know, clearly emotional, but like you've never heard. I think that was the first time we ever heard the audio.
Yeah.
And that was how that episode ended. It was kind of like, whoa, that was, you know, obviously.
He's human.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just clearly sobbing and like full of anguish and pain. But that year, I think when I watched that episode, the most impressive thing was they beat 260-win teams to win that title. That year's probably the best. That's the best probably Bulls team, right?
Yes.
What year?
That's 96.
What did you say? 96?
The 96 team.
Yeah, definitely.
They beat that. They killed everybody pretty much, but they swept that really, really good Orlando Magic team, and then they beat up on the Supersonics, who were, I think they had the best record in the league.
Yeah, I mean, the Sonics, I don't know how they got 2 games in there.
Detlef Schrempf.
Yeah.
Sean Kemp
and Gary Payton. The glove who...
Percy Hawkins.
Yeah.
Can we name a fifth player on that team? I can't.
Oh, I
Sam Perkins.
4.
Sam Perkins.
I got 4. Oh, he was on the team. Perkins.
Smooth.
Jim McElvain. I don't really. Maybe. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember much.
I miss.
Wasn't Vernon Maxwell on that team too?
I thought he was just a Rocket.
He was a Rocket, then a Sonic. No,
maybe.
but I don't know.
Pretty sure.
I miss the Sonics though. Like watching that made me miss the Sonics a little bit. That Key Arena and you know those jerseys and you know I used to love Gary Payton.
You don't watch Game of Zones, right?
No, yeah. But I've seen it before.
It's the play on for Game of Thrones, but
right.
I guess
no way.
The White Walkers are the dream team, and where they do battle is in Seattle.
Oh, that's awesome.
Seattle, I think they will get a team back. They should get a team back. They have a
why did they leave?
I don't know.
It's a mystery.
What was the reason?
Well, they weren't doing good attendance wise, and the owner.
They weren't doing good attendance wise. I thought
they have great fans.
Yeah, they have like such great fans. No,
they did. And then when they had a bunch of rough years, they weren't patient enough. They were bad for a number of years, or not bad, but they were mediocre.
They got Durant, right?
And then once they got Durant, right? Durant, they still needed to get the other pieces, and they were still in the lottery every year. So if they just waited a little bit longer, they would have been all right. But yeah,
I mean,
got rid of them.
I guess the Rashard Lewis years weren't that good for them.
Yeah, I guess not. I mean, it is kind of a mystery why that is. I think they will get a team back. I think it deserves a team. I think this is a WNBA team there, right?
Seattle Link? Something Link? Sound Link?
No, I think Link. I think you're thinking of the Lynx. I think that's like Minnesota, right? Minnesota. I don't know.
Minnesota.
Poor WNBA. All
right, I had a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
And well, it's the Seattle Storm.
That's okay, the WNBA. Boom, got it.
The doc starts off, right, against the Pacers, and I hate Reggie Miller. It just reminded me how much I hate that guy.
Yep.
But do you think that Pacers team was the toughest team they had to face throughout
No.
the
No. I'm glad you brought this up. He clearly, Paul, you said
trolling it. The Knicks.
He's trolling, yeah. Yeah. You know, you can't, I mean, listen, the Pacers gave him headaches, what, that one season? That was it, right?
Was really it, the one time.
Yeah. How many times did he play the Knicks?
Like five.
Yeah.
Right? I think it was four or five.
Yeah. I think there's you know, I was kind of hoping that they were going to talk about the Knicks. Like, Bill Simmons talked about this. Shouts to Bill Simmons. You know, he mentioned on today's podcast with Ryan Russillo, shouts to him too, that if Jordan came back that 99 season, that the team that he most likely would have went to was the New York Knickerbockers. How the Garden was his favorite place to play, Knicks' favorite team to play, but all that. They didn't really get into that much. It's almost like he didn't want to like give them any praise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you know how LeBron's always like, oh, the Garden's you know my favorite arena to play at. Like, did Jordan say that once in the doc?
No. I feel like his teammates always mention the Garden, like, oh, he did it in the Garden, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I think they do mention that Madison Square Garden was his favorite place to play. But I don't know. I don't think he was coming back in 1999. I really don't. I think it's easy to say after the fact now. But I don't see. They had a lockout that year. I don't know.
That probably would have been good for him, though, for the playoffs.
Yeah.
I know.
If they came back and kept the team together, they definitely would have won the championship, I think. But I don't know.
But like you were saying, Indiana, they were really good, but the Knicks had way more history with Jordan. Way more history.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and just as tough series as that one. So that was when Jordan was more in his prime as well. So
right.
Along with Pippen. So I don't know. Maybe we're being biased, but I thought the Knicks were definitely. It was Knicks Bulls were the 90s, in my view.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe Jordan looks at it like, oh, well, even in my worst season, I dropped 55 on the Knicks. You know, who knows? Maybe there was just more hate there. I don't know.
The closest he ever felt to losing the series, because that game, that series did go seven games, and that Pacers team was so stacked.
They were good.
No, they were. We hated them. Hated them. You know, I even, you know, today, I finally kind of like Reggie. Like, I don't mind him as an announcer, but I mean, for years, I couldn't stand him. I mean, most hated player. Reggie. Shouts to
Reggie.
Well, you got the choking thing incident.
Right.
That arena, their fans were nuts. You always heard the race cars that they would play during the game.
Yeah,
the
Kathy.
Blues, the buzz.
Kathy.
Oh, my God.
Freaking Kathy yelling disaster. At people. Open up the country. Obamagate.
Oh, yeah, she's intense. She got famous real quick after last night.
I'm not gonna lie, it was kind of funny just everything that's happening in the country right now, seeing the Pacer fans and the Jazz fans.
Oh yeah.
It's almost like I heard that these last few episodes were kind of still being edited within the last month or so. So it's almost like whoever was the director or put this thing together was kind of reflecting that, like that
right.
that part of the country, you know, kind of just middle America.
Well, Utah's always had a rep as probably like one of the most vulgar fan bases, like in sports, which was like surprising to me. But that's been the case now for a pretty long time.
Freaking Mormons, bro.
Like Westbrook. I think like Westbrook was. Remember he almost got like in a fight with that guy?
Yeah, somebody was.
Oh, that's
says
right.
They step they step over the line a lot, supposedly.
Huh.
Like racial stuff. And
right. Yeah, so, well, that doesn't surprise me. I don't think there's a black or Hispanic person for miles in that state. Except for, you know, some of the players on the team.
Yeah.
Indiana, I could see how they'd be passionate fans. I mean, Indiana is a basketball state. People always forget.
Oh, yeah.
People always sleep on Indiana. That place, they have high school arenas.
Yeah.
I mean, what other state has arenas for high school teams? You know what I mean? They're almost right. Like you can compare them to like football with Texas.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Hoosiers,
yeah. So big time basketball state, but they ain't won jack shit.
another comment during last night's documentary that really got me thinking was, there Scottie Pippen was talking and he was saying, "Well, the best team ever, Chicago Bulls, the best player ever, Michael Jordan." And then if you're saying all those things, you have to say Jerry Krause, best GM ever.
Yeah, that was wild. True?
Is that true?
Hey, the record speaks for itself. Right? You got to judge him on that. He put them together.
He did. He found Phil, you know, Phil led Petrunis, you know, Albany Petrunes to the CBA title. So he, you know, discovered him, you know, his coaching acumen. Let's see. He went and got Kukoc. He drafted Scotty. Jordan was kind of like a no-brainer, but
traded Horace Grant.
Yeah.
Horace Grant just leave. I forget. I'm sorry.
I think he signed him for. Yeah, he might have
signed.
I think he might have signed with the Magic. That's another. That Magic team's a coulda, woulda, shoulda, right?
But they pretty much replaced him with Kukoc, right? And played like the four with Pippen,
right?
Switching, yeah.
Yeah, Kukoc is one of those first kind of like stretch four type guys.
Kerr, Burrell.
Yeah, Kerr.
Porchula. Luke Longley was good.
No Luke Longley on the dock.
They gave him no shine.
Nothing.
He was important. He was really important for that team.
He didn't want anything to. I don't know if him and Michael Jordan have a good relationship.
Another former Nick great, Luke Longley.
Oh, God. Yeah, I heard also Luke Longley, he lives in Australia and, you know, because of they didn't want to interview him. I don't know. Something with traveling. But Juice, you're right about that, too. I heard him and Jordan don't really see eye to eye.
What's Jordan's obsession with Scott Burrell? The guy was like,
I know,
points per game. You feel? I felt like he was trying to turn him into.
He, I don't know. It's he like probably he, knew he had a lot more potential, and he was just trying to get it out of him. But
I mean,
he had to be frustrated because no matter what, Burrell just wouldn't get mad. So
he was a UConn.
The way he is.
He was a UConn guy.
Yeah, and he said Calhoun kind of. He was very tough as well. He got him like prepared him, you know, for dealing with Jordan.
Right.
But he was just such like a mild mannered, chill guy.
Right.
Just the way he was.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember him at all, you know, from those teams. You know, if they didn't talk about him on the
dock. Like a random three guy. Like, he'll hit, like, a couple open shots, but he wasn't nothing much.
Right.
I'm gonna go with Jerry West as the best general manager or just constructor of teams or just putting teams together.
Yeah.
But architect.
Nobody ever talks about Jerry Krause because everyone just says Michael Jordan is the best ever and that's how they won. But
probably because he was never a player and I guess he didn't have a very good rep between the players and the coaches really didn't like him. Didn't seem like.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out where did it like him and Phil, like how did that thing just fall apart between him and Phil? Since
the vibe I get from Krause is that he probably does make the right decisions, but he has an issue telling that person to his like their face. Like he seems very sneaky and he does things behind its back, and people are finding out about it from other sources. You know what I mean?
Right.
He just seems like very shady in that way.
Yeah.
He never got credit for anything. And it's still the case. I mean, we don't talk about him nearly enough for putting those teams together and getting all the pieces. I mean, outside of Jordan, I don't know. Did he draft Pippen? Maybe. But he
did, yeah.
Everyone else is all they're there because of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that Jerry Reinsdorf, right?
Reinsdorf.
It seemed like he was the guy who really was kind of like instigating things. And
oh, yeah.
He was the one kind of.
He's a terrible owner. He just got really lucky. He's a shit owner. Going back to the White Sox. Now. He's bad. He's a bad owner. He's all about money for himself. That's it.
The ironic thing is Michael Jordan ended up becoming even richer than Reinsdorf.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bigger net worth. So I thought that was kind of cool to see. But Jerry Krause, after he left Chicago, he went back to his passion, which was baseball, and he got a job with the Yankees.
He did? Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he spent a lot of years with the Yankees with the scout team before he got really sick and then he, you know, eventually passed away.
I had no idea about that.
Twitter that Jordan, he was wearing sneakers last night, low tops, that never even came out yet.
Oh, that's when he...
in a game, he was wearing Jordans that hasn't released yet. Like he released these in like 3 years. He's just sitting on like that's it's crazy. He has so much inventory of his own shoe, just waiting.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you think he was being like? Which one of his houses was he being interviewed at?
Like it wasn't his house.
Oh, wasn't?
None of them were.
Yeah, he didn't. He was very personal with that. You couldn't go into his house.
Oh,
the guy who produced it or whatever, the director. Asked like his rich friends, hey, can we film Michael Jordan getting interviewed in their house? And of course, the rich guys are like, sure, you know, bring him in.
Interesting, because yeah, he was.
It wasn't his house anywhere.
You could tell it was on the beach, so I was trying to think like, is that his Malibu house? Is that his? Does he have a house in the ocean, like North Carolina? Is it Florida?
Sure it was Florida. I think it was Florida.
Yeah,
I was surprised last night we got to see his sons and his daughter because I heard he didn't want. He's very still personal. He didn't want anyone in the house, and I heard that he didn't want too much involvement with his family.
Well, not one mention of his wife.
Like, I was going to say.
Or ex-wife,
whatever. What does his wife even look like? I don't even
Juanita,
know.
Juanita Jordan, whatever. Clearly, it was a bad relationship, bad breakup. He seemed really obsessed just with work, with basketball and business. It seemed like, you know, I'm sure he has a good relationship with his kids. They were in, you know, they were in the dock, but...
So he's not married right now?
No.
No, he is.
Oh, he is?
He is. Yeah, he got married recently, actually, a couple of years ago, to a really, very beautiful, I think she's Portuguese or Brazilian, and they had twin girls. Yeah, so he's got...
Oh, shit.
He's got young kids.
I had no idea. Wasn't he also dating, like, a young blonde? Like, oh, maybe... Well, I remember that relationship.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember that, too. That was a while ago, though. I remember that too. But yeah, his kids look nothing like him. Like nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't get much footage of them. Maybe if I look at a picture, maybe, you know, there's some resemblance, but just from like the few clips we saw. They did not resemble him at all, but whatever. And then obviously none of them well, now he just you said he just had what? Twin girls?
Twin girls, yeah.
Yeah, so there's still a shot, you know. Some of his kids could make it to the pros. What else? What are we leaving out here?
Anything that you wish the document had that was missing, or?
Well, I think definitely more.
Yeah, a Charles Smith dunk.
Good one.
I want to see more Tony
Torture, bro. I didn't even watch.
Oh yeah, you never watched that episode, right?
No, I did. I caught the repeat.
Okay.
It sucked. You guys are sick.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty brutal watching it. If you really think about the Knicks, you know, always a always a bridesmaid, never a bride. You know.
But then again, I don't think they go back to Chicago and even win one game there. So whatever.
Right.
They probably lose it heartbreaking in 7.
Right. Right, right.
That only put them up 3-2. Like, it wasn't like a clincher. So.
Right. You know what was kind of cool? They highlighted a little bit of the season, the 94-95 season that Jordan wasn't there. And they were showing the triangle, how it works.
Uh-huh.
You know, how the team was making it work. And it was actually kind of like beautiful basketball. But then, you know, when Jordan would come back, you would try and like see if they would do that same thing. It really wasn't the same when it was really just like Jordan, just do your thing. You know what I mean?
And yeah, they post him up at the elbow and then
he was just
let him work.
He's so good. And you know what? I'm just, you know, I'm not going to say it just because, you know, we just saw the doc and we haven't seen LeBron play, you know, in so long, but this kind of ended that debate for me. You know, Jordan was just,
he's always been the best.
Yeah, it's just he is incredible. I mean, you can't find one flaw in his game. Not one.
Listen, if there's any like fans that would not like Jordan, it'd be Knicks fans who could, you know, he broke our hearts a billion times.
Right.
LeBron never did that to us, and we still say Jordan is better. He's the man. He's the GOAT.
He really is. Like he could do no wrong. I mean, if anything, you know, the stuff that got in his way was, you know, gambling, the off the court stuff, or just being an asshole, whatever. But
yeah,
you saw how emotional he got just talking about being a competitor. That was crazy. What do you think that was? Do you think that was just he's that passionate about competing and winning, or was it that he actually like felt bad?
But I think, you know, people, he gets a bad rap for being this terrible person who punched Steve Kerr in the face or bullied Scott Burrell or would scream at Tony Kukoc. It's all for a reason. He wanted to be the best. He wanted to win titles, right. And it wasn't just for him. It was for them too. He felt, I think he really believes that he was bettering the people around him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was all motivational.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, there's not many like him. There's Jordan. I guess you got to put Brady in that.
Gretzky.
Well, I'm just talking about guys who just like, just they train different, they think different. They're just on a different level of like athlete and celebrity. Whereas like they live and breathe the game. I'm just trying to think like Jordan, Brady, like those are the two that come to mind. Where it's just like
Gretzky.
It's like all they Gretzky. Care about.
Gretzky's definitely there.
Gretzky.
I didn't like know much. I didn't know much about hockey growing up. But Gretzky, he was all over the commercials. He was huge. He was bigger than the game.
Well, I get that. I'm talking about guys who just like it seems like that's all they care about. It's just winning and just working hard. Like everything, it just goes into like
DeAndre Baker.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Because I think about the episode where they talk about him filming Space Jam and just how rigorous that schedule was, how he was just like 24/7 training, filming. Then he was doing the pickup games. That was kind of cool, right? How he had guys come. You know, he was in LA there, and they were having the pickup game. So they were doing that shit back then. You know what I mean? And everyone likes to talk about like, oh, these guys weren't friends, blah blah. they showed a lot of clips of Jordan, you know, after games, giving dabs to people. I mean, he was saying, like, you know, fuck you, like he did to Larry. But
oh yeah, that was great.
But like,
Larry.
But he was still Larry. But they were still like, you know, they would still embrace each other and stuff. But like that Space Jam, you know, just showing how hard he, you know, he worked. Or after they got knocked out by the Magic in '95, his trainer was like, "All right, you're gonna just like, you know, I think it was like the next day. Or no, that night after they got knocked out by the Magic, he's like, "All right, I'll see you in a few weeks." And Jordan's like, "Nah, you'll see me tomorrow." You know, shit like that. You know, there's not many like that.
Yeah.
That just, you know, literally every day, they're just getting after it. But he also had time to go fucking, you know, gamble and drink and party. Like, it,
I feel like he never slept.
He never, yeah, never, exactly. Just never stopped. Like, the guy was just different human.
I love the Steve Kerr section of the yeah. doc, too. He carved out a little piece of that and... Yeah. That was really cool. And, it, you know, both of them lost their fathers in such tragic ways, and they never talked about it.
Right. Yeah, crazy, right? I knew some of that Kerr story. I didn't know how in-depth it was. That was, yeah, devastating. You know, he was in high school, right?
I think so, yeah.
I think he was in college.
Right.
I remember they were chanting one time when he was in college. The student section.
Yeah, they were heckling him bad.
Yeah, are you serious?
Yeah, I think it was BYU or
Utah,
Arizona, or Arizona State. And they were like, "Yeah, where's your father?" or something like that.
Bro, that's yo, that is ruthless, man. It's one thing to call JJ Redick a F word. It's another to. I mean, that's terrible.
Jesus. Right. Oh yeah, that was nuts. Terrible.
Yeah.
Utah. Freaking Utah.
Freaking Utes.
How do you say, is it Utahans?
No, Utes, right? Bunch of Utes.
Ute, if you're from Utah, you're a Ute?
You're a Ute, right?
These fucking Utes.
Is that for real?
These fucking Utes. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, guys, now that Last Dance is over and we still have no sports, now what?
There's a vaccine in the pipeline, right, Josh? About to get cured.
Yeah, what are we, 12, 14 months away?
I hope so. I don't know when, but they're working hard on something.
Well, Trumpy, all we got to do is take that hydro...
Chloroxifen.
Oh, my God.
You think he's not taking that, bro? Come on.
Hydroxychloroquine? Did I pronounce that right?
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, chloroquine. Yeah, he's probably lying. He's probably just trying to, you know, they're probably paying him under the table or something. Who the fuck knows? You know? He's
have
like
cookie dough, bro. Have cookie dough.
He said people were like messaging him on Twitter to take it, that it's good. Like a doctor didn't even tell him. He just like, it's like, I heard it's good. Tremendous. Tremendous results. But,
oh my God!
But yes,
Utah pizza will clear out your system.
Yeah, for sure. That it will. That it will. But no, seriously, NBA. They're talking about like a campus atmosphere, either in Vegas, Bahamas, or Disney.
I would go. Probably Disney.
Disney sounds like fun.
Disney seems like the most realistic.
Yeah, I think Disney.
Yeah.
Dunk on LeBron. Ride the
When's the deadline? When do they have to know by?
I think we'll know in 2 weeks.
2 weeks? But I think Silver said, he's like, we have to be prepared that, you know, some players are going to test positive. And I think he said, like, they won't stop the season then.
Yeah.
But they have to, like, expect that and just, you know, go through it and take the protocol. But like it won't shut down everything,
right?
So,
right, yeah,
which is good to hear because there will be cases. You know what I mean? So
yeah, it's inevitable.
You have to just weed it out and
right.
I don't know. That's why they get paid. That's why they get paid the big bucks to figure that stuff out.
Right. And it seems like the NBA, they've been really proactive in this, whereas MLB, are they even close to a resolution? And now it's like the owners versus the players. It doesn't seem like they're close at all.
Yeah. I think the owners want to have a season bad because they'll lose billions of dollars. So they want it. But then, you know, the players, they want to get their share, fair share too.
Right.
I feel like the baseball union has always been the strongest union by far. I mean, they're going to want pretty much everything that they want. So I think they'll play. I think politics are almost going to get involved in that too. Like Trump is going to be like, you guys better figure this out. You know, Americans need you this. And then fans, media are going to get on the players for
right
being greedy during a pandemic. And the owners are being greedy. You guys are a disgrace. So hopefully they don't let it get to that stage. But yeah, I think they'll be back for sure. And like I said, there is not a shot in hell the NFL is not having a season. It might get delayed to start, but they're playing a full season.
Yeah, this country will lose its... I mean, this country's already losing its mind, but, like, I'm scared to see what it would look like with no football. And that's college and NFL. You know
what I
mean?
Yeah, they're playing. They will play.
That's next level. You know, they talk about a quote-unquote second wave in the fall or whatever, you know.
Right.
That would obviously... If it's as bad as it was, you know,
yeah,
they'd have to probably cancel the seasons or stop them. So,
yeah, but I think like you'll see, like there just won't be any fans in the stands,
or that, yeah.
You can make that happen. You'll play if there's no fans. Like that's.
I mean, it sucks. The fans really.
Sucks, but,
I mean, we're gonna realize this real quick how much the fans really do make the experience of watching a game. I feel like that much better.
Yep, I guess they could pipe in noise, and they said they could put fake, real-looking people in the stands on TV. Like,
yeah,
it would be bizarre.
I don't know about that. But, yeah, the Bundesliga, the German...
Bundesliga!
The German soccer league. I think they did that. I think they piped in some noise. It's I don't know. It sounded kind of weird. Wait, but
did you see the Korea ones, what they did for the soccer game?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
They had dolls. A bunch of sex dolls.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Like holding up signs like yeah.
Oh Jesus.
And then they apologize. They're like, yeah, sorry, maybe that wasn't the best idea. But like, why don't you just get regular, I don't know, like get mannequins, they put sex dolls.
Right. I mean that's fucking crazy. But you know,
they had a surplus of sex dolls and not enough mannequins.
Yeah, I mean all of this is crazy. See with the NBA though, and I don't know if the NHL's thinking of doing the same thing. Sorry to any hockey fans listening. We're not hockey people. But like the NBA, it seems kind of cool, like this campus experience type thing, almost like a summer league does. But like with the NFL,
right,
they're still going to be traveling to cities and stadiums. So to travel to a stadium and have no fans, it's just so weird. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. But yeah, it very well might happen. And MLB, I think if they come back, they said it might be like a shortened season, which the MLB needed that anyway. So I'm all about that.
Yeah. And it makes every game important. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like every game will feel like almost like a playoff type.
Yeah. MLB should be like
every team has a good, like equal chance. So it should be fun.
Yeah.
Basketball and football are getting all the attention as the sports we need to have back right away. Even I feel like there was hype around fighting, like the getting UFC and boxing.
Yeah.
Does it seem like nobody cares about baseball?
I don't know.
No, you're right.
They're definitely the least, but like, I want the Yankees back bad.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's also not the same if it's not a packed Yankee Stadium and they're traveling going to it's just
I know the baseball experience is going to be that's
all,
another thing with no fans. Baseball with no fans is going to be like,
yeah,
I mean all of it's going to be really weird.
They're going to have to pipe in the noise because can you imagine unless they put it on like a 2-minute delay what these guys are going to be saying on the field that we could hear,
or not just that, but some of these hits.
Yeah,
I mean, you thought the game was violent to watch before. Now we're gonna hear everything. It's gonna be like, whoa.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, crazy shit.
But you know, it's with all of this, you know, like for example, up here, Saratoga, like they're probably gonna run the horses, but no fans. But you know what's going to happen? People are probably still going to have crazy parties.
Oh, yeah.
At their houses or in a field or, you know, God knows what, at a bar. So people are still going to group together, just not at these events, because these events don't want to get sued. And, you know, I get it, liability issues. But it's just going to be it's going to be weird once sports starts to come back here, how the experience of watching it ends up being.
Yeah, it's at least everything seems to be improving. So that's all we could ask for at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, fingers crossed, you know. Obviously, as they open up everything, you know, certain people are, you know, still going to be kind of like holding back. And then some people are just, as we're seeing, just don't give a fuck. Who are, you know, they're just going out there and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but say like they open up bars, like say like tomorrow, would you go or no?
Well, me personally, I wouldn't, just because of my circumstances with, you know.
No, of course. But I'm saying if, baby, like, but... No, of course. I'm just saying if, like, whatever. Would you go? Like, would you feel comfortable going?
Yes, I would, just because I'm very confident. Now, see, this is fucked up to say. I was going to say, I'm very confident in my immune system and the way I take care of myself.
Right.
Like, I haven't been sick, knock on wood, in a long time. But again, you could get it and transfer it to someone who could get sick. So yeah, there's that risk, which worries me. You know what I mean? So, how about you, Juice?
Are you going to attend tailgates for Daniel?
Yeah, Juice. What's your thoughts?
Sophomore year.
Well, to answer your question, if I could go to a bar tomorrow and sit there and drink and know that other people were there, would I do it? Probably not tomorrow. It'll take a little bit of time. If we were outside and spread out a little bit, yeah, I probably would. It depends on the circumstance, but it's still early. Like, we are just
early.
We're still in the first few weeks of the hospitalizations going down and the ICUs not being as packed, and things are starting to get better. But I don't think that means that we should all rush out and try to go back to what was our normal lives back in January. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I probably wouldn't go right away. It just sucks. It sucks for a little bit, and hopefully we'll, you know, get a vaccine and things will improve and where it'll be comfortable, where we all can hang out again.
Yeah. Have a party. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I always say this, or I've been saying this, there's no pandemic playbook, you know? No one really knows how to do this, so everyone's kind of winging it. And I miss
grabbing nachos, though.
Yeah, I miss. I mean, I miss going out and like eating at a restaurant.
Yeah,
you know, I do miss that. I miss, you know, having some human interaction. You know, where you can actually, like, you know, pat someone on the back or something, or you know, like shake someone's hand. I don't know, give a dab. You know,
beats bumping at the bar.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny, all these DJs playing like their sets, you know, and like Cascade. Did you see Cascade at the Grand Canyon?
How are these dudes gonna make money? These DJs that have residencies, that's their livelihood. The festivals clubs.
Yeah, DJs or live performers in general, theater actors, stand-up comedians. Yeah, I mean, it's tough unless you're one of the, you know, the bigger acts and all, you know, and you're good for a while. You're gonna struggle. It's a shame. Yeah, when's like a festival, like a big Coachella gonna happen again? You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and then there's also like all these guidelines they're gonna put in at all these places, at gyms and bars.
Are you even gonna want to go? It's gonna be a hassle.
Right. Like, did you see that gym in Hong Kong where they have plexiglass in between each treadmill? You know, I'm just seeing all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
That they're trying to do to social distance people and keep us safe.
It's like, I'll just run outside or use my treadmill in my, you know, at home instead of doing that.
Right.
do you think Jokic misses eating at restaurants?
Oh, stop it with you and Jokic.
He's got to be 700 pounds, right?
He probably is so fat.
Into shape. It's going to take him 3 years to get back into
Does he have social media?
I don't know, but I'm gonna go look him up now on Instagram and see what.
I feel like
he's eating.
We would know if he had social media. We would know by now. Like someone would have like retweeted something he did or said. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He probably doesn't even have a cell phone.
It doesn't matter. The guy could be a freaking blimp. He is a god.
Oh man.
Poor Jokic. Josh, the fat shamer.
Wait, back to the NBA. Are they going to finish the regular season? What was there, like 12 games left? Or just go right to the playoffs?
Absolutely not. Go to the playoffs. Do the freaking lottery. Will you?
I know.
Come on.
I wish you were right for that reason. I want a lottery, and I want them to start interviewing head coaches because I don't think Mike Miller will be the head coach. But I do think they're going to have probably a month of games.
Really? Regular. A regular season? Wow.
Yeah.
You really think so?
Why? Because the couple last playoff spots?
I could see the playoffs starting in July 4th weekend, but June like 10th, we start a regular season.
Well, I like the idea of like a, like, what was it? Like a, almost like a play-in tournament for like the bottom teams to get that A seed or something.
Oh, God. So the Knicks would like, we would get hype about that and then they'd get smashed in the first game.
Yep.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'd love to just be able to like have like a chance at the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like that would get me hype.
Islands.
Oh, the Knicks. Yeah.
Come on.
Frank Ntilikina. Is Frank Ntilikina? Where does he live?
He's in Dallas right now.
He's probably back and forth between France and New York. But yeah, it looks like he's been in Texas.
He's in a, looks like a man, like a King's Empire, Roman Empire house.
Yeah, the last place it looked like he was at was like Star Island in like Miami or some shit. He
crazy.
Looked like he was living it up.
I saw there was like tigers.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe he's at
lives in a zoo.
He's at the whatchamacallit. Who's the guy from Tiger King? Not the one who's in jail. Wow, that's how long ago I watched that shit. I can't even remember any of their fucking names.
The guy
Lou Antle.
Who got
Antle?
The guy who got the fake teeth.
Doc Antle.
No,
Doc Antle.
Oh.
Yeah, he's probably at his compound or something in South Carolina.
He was the partier. He was the partier, right?
No. What's his face was the partier. Why can't I think of his name? The guy in Oklahoma.
I don't know any of their names. I know Joe.
Joe Exotic. Yeah, yeah. He's in jail. And then Doc Antle, he's the one who had like 10 wives, I don't know, or 10 girlfriends. And then that bitch, Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
Yeah. But that's how long we've been in this fucking lockdown, quarantine, whatever you want to call it. Tiger King, I watched that like 2 months ago.
Tiger.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Anything else?
Nah, man. Let's just keep living.
I need a haircut.
I'll cut your hair, Juice. You saw how I did for my nephew yesterday. Yeah.
Paulie,
can you give me a high top fade? 80s?
I think we should just leave your hair. I don't know why you shaved too, you Jerry.
I know, what the half. I haven't shaved.
Yeah, it was getting too much.
It is getting much. Mine's getting like I can't help but like touch it like nonstop.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable. And well, now my hair is just long. When I get out of the shower, I got like a sweet Jerry curl thing going on.
I was gonna say you got the cool. You should leave that.
Let your soul glow.
I look like the boyfriend from Coming to America, not Eddie Murphy, the American boyfriend.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
Let your soul.
Yeah.
Just got the perm.
There you go.
Leave it, bro. Or dye it like Adam. Same color.
Oh yeah. Shouts to Adam. With his what is that, like Demolition Man? Wesley Snipes? Demolition Man.
We have to give that like a color. Isn't it
a 2000 Jason Kidd on the Suns?
Well yeah, that too. But like also like Wesley Snipes Demolition Man. Didn't he have like hair like that too?
Yep.
Mila Jovovich.
Yep. And whatever that movie is, a weird movie. Yeah.
If you keep that, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Are you gonna make ice cream, Josh? Or
make ice cream? No.
Oh, I've been eating ice cream a little bit.
Woo-wee.
I've been getting it at the store, just like, you know, the half chocolate, half vanilla.
Yeah. With
the little rainbow sprinkles.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, whatever.
It's nice.
All right,
guys. We should go.
See you later.
Take care.
Stay safe. Hurricane Arthur's coming. Be careful.
Everybody. Arthur. Artie Menus. Take care, Comey.